A little-known pastime has captured the hearts of Salt Spring residents, and its biggest advocate hopes its popularity will spread worldwide. Called Kai Ball, the game, or sport, depending on who you ask, is played using a small ball woven out of dry grasses, which players keep airborne as long as possible by batting it back and forth with their hands. The bare bones game originated over 45 years ago, thousands of kilometers away. The origins of Kai Ball began in the late 70s on the island of Maui with an amazing wizard and Tai Chi master named Phil, said Bradley Morris, the co-founder of Play Kai Ball, a Salt Spring-based company that sells the balls, first purchased from manufacturers in Thailand, Vietnam, China, India and South Korea. Phil originally used a tennis ball and he called the game frapping in the early days. Eventually, the sport crossed the Pacific, landing in the Southwest, where Morris learned about the pastime from two hippies while on a yoga retreat in Arizona 13 years ago. Instead of using a tennis ball, the pair used a wicker one. "You just rallied and that was it," he said, emphasizing how Kai Ball pulled him into an instant flow state, the feeling an individual gets when so engrossed in a task that they forget about everything else. But what explains the game's name? Morris said the pastime is named after a hard-to-define energy called Kai. Kai refers to the fundamental life force or energy that is believed to flow through all things in traditional Chinese culture, he said. "We've heard from a bunch of Kai ballers that playing 30 minutes of Kai ball is equivalent to doing an aerobics class, except way more fun. In other words, it gets your energy moving and makes you feel alive." After his yoga retreat had drawn to a close, Morris traveled back to Canada, where he forgot about the game until 5 or 6 years later, when he found a wicker ball, similar to the ones Play Kai Ball sells, beneath his house. "Truthfully, it felt like destiny," he said. "It brought back all of the joy I remember." The discovery reignited Morris's love of the game, and he immediately began carrying the ball, attached to his belt or backpack with a carabiner, everywhere he went. And that's what he did for 8 years, playing with strangers interested in the mysterious orb he dubbed a friendmaker. Morris recalled playing with two strangers at a beach in Vancouver for over an hour. "By the time we were done, it felt like we were longtime buddies. The two of them reflected to me that it was amazing how this little hand-woven ball was a bridge to help us connect," he said. "That is a beautiful thing because there's not a lot of experiences that can unite people." Slowly, Kai Ball and the connectivity it promotes began to spread. To capitalize on the game's success, Morris reached out to his friend and now business partner Michael Rogers to start selling the spheres, and that's how Play Kai Ball was born. "We're all over the States now," said Morris. "We are in Scotland, Ireland. We just had a friend send us videos of them playing on the beaches in Nicaragua. I know there are people in Mexico playing right now. We had somebody in Brazil buy a ball, Australia, too." Though the game is all about linking strangers, it can be played competitively, with teams racing each other to 100 hits. If the ball falls to the ground, 10 points are lost, but if it bounces once and players are able to keep it airborne, then the fumbling team only deducts 5 points from its total score. Morris and Rogers regularly travel to the island and the mainland to host impromptu Kai Ball gatherings, where the pair invite passers-by to take part in the game. Often, people tell the co-owners they think Kai Ball could be an Olympic sport. "When you're playing a full-on rally with somebody, the game is so fast," said Morris. "I figure if ping pong can be in the Olympics, why can't Kai Ball? I can only imagine in 5 years when this game's taken off how fast future Kai Ballers are going to be."